Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friends. Yes, here's me playing with the buttons. Oh my goodness. This is Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. And today's episode, I have this feeling that some people aren't going to be too pleased, but I think that that's okay. And I think that it's important sometimes that I've watched this thing come into being over the past few years. And I'm not ambushing anybody. I'm not calling anybody out. It's just something I want to examine. And if you do have a strong reaction to today's episode, I want you to just think about it. Like, what was it that caused you to react? So this episode isn't to dismiss anything that has happened to anyone. And it's not to diminish anything that has happened to anyone. But it's to examine. This is what I want to do. I want to examine what's going on in the world. And this episode is called Trauma versus Traumatized. I know I don't usually take that long to explain where I'm going, but I feel like today I may say something that sends some people off and makes them upset. And if that's you, I'm not actually going to apologize for it. I'm going to suggest that there's something going on there for you to look at. You can be mad at me. I'm totally cool. I'm totally down with that. I don't need any longer to make everybody happy. But in calling this trauma versus traumatized, what I'm hoping is that we rediscover our resilience. Because in some ways, as I watch what happens, what's been unfolding over the past few years, I feel like anything that anyone wants to avoid or is uncomfortable, I mean, we call it cancel culture, right? They just say, nope, I don't want to hear about it. They shut it down. They say, you know, we have trigger warnings. I'm being triggered right now. It's like, okay. I mean, it's almost like it's this way to avoid things that we don't want to experience. And luckily, that's where we get to grow. It's when we're uncomfortable. I'm not saying, you know, that it's going to, and I mean, we can talk about the episode where I did impermanence. It, even when you're uncomfortable, it doesn't last forever. I had a friend last night, actually. I was on a call with a mastermind that I actually formed with some of my key core village. Go back and listen to the Create Your Own Village episode. My key peeps. And we support each other through things that are going on. And one of them made an interesting comment. She had flown home to visit her parents, and she had told her mother something that she had been avoiding telling her for quite, I'm going to put years on this, because she felt like her mother would be upset. You know, so she's carrying this discomfort, and she's avoiding and avoiding and avoiding. And when she told her mother, apparently her mother's like, okay, and? So it was completely different than she expected. And she was expecting this download of, you know, disapproval. But instead her mother was like, okay. And I mean, she did preface it. She did say, well, her mother did have an opinion on it, but she did not give her a hard time. So we're avoiding sometimes things that we don't need to, right? You don't need to avoid. You don't need to avoid these things. They're going to help you. They're actually, you know, if you trust the universe, and if you trust, and I'm not using the feel good meme of everything happens for a reason. I'm not using that meme at all. I'm saying that there is divine purpose in the things that happen to us, even if we can't quite understand it at the time. So I do not intend to dismiss anything that has happened to anyone. I don't want to dismiss any pain. I want to examine how trigger warning culture and cancel culture has created a place where we are stuck. Like, we are stuck as people. And this may or may not be you. You might know somebody who you're like, oh, yeah, they are kind of stuck, right? So, discomfort does not equal damage. There is, I like to, I think it was my coach actually a long time ago who we were discussing this, and I heard him say, call it something like a big T trauma and a small T trauma. And that's not to make one better or worse than the other, but there are people in the world who have suffered trauma in their lives. And you can see this in conflict, you can see it in family, you can see it in things that happen, you know, unexpected things that happen. And it's interesting to me that there are people who can have huge traumas, you know. I think about, so a few years ago, and Dina, you probably remember this, when that busload of, was it hockey players, went off the highway out west in Canada. Like, those people who survived that crash, I'm pretty sure they're, yeah, it was terrible. I'm pretty sure that they were pretty traumatized by it. Now, this is life. Like, shit's gonna happen to us. Not always that bad. And so trauma is going to happen to us. Big T traumas are like the big, huge, oh my God, how my, your brain can't make sense of what's going on. Think of people who have been interned in war camps and, you know, tortured. Like, there's big bad things happening, right? And yet, some of those people, many of those people, find a way to move past it. Some people stay in it, and that's the trauma versus traumatized. So, small, and I was talking about big T and small T trauma. So small T trauma are, I didn't win my, you know, I didn't win the gold medal that day, or, and I'm thinking of Timbits. So we have a donut shop here called Tim Hortons, and they have Timbits that are the little donut holes, like at Dunkin' Donuts. And they sponsor kids' soccer teams. Everybody always wins. Everybody always gets a medal. I'm like, what? I don't drink coffee, but I like their donuts. But yeah, so everybody gets a medal. I'm like, how do you teach kids to be resilient, to learn from loss, to learn from things that don't go their own way, if you always win and you never lose? What? That's weird, isn't it? Like, when I was a kid, well, your baseball team lost, sorry. Okay, go back and practice more. Or, you know, too bad. Go to the party and have a good time anyway. Be a good sports person. But now, the small T traumas are things that I refer to. For me, I've referred to them as things like that are not necessarily something that is going to make a huge difference in your life. So you're 8 years old and your soccer team doesn't win. Really? You're going to carry that for the rest of your life? But that's traumatized, right? And canceling the, so trigger warnings are, I have reached the point where I'm so sick of the cancel culture and the trigger warnings because it's, this just dropped into my head. It's like book burning. It's like, I don't want this to exist. I'm going to burn it. This shouldn't exist. I'm going to get rid of it. I don't know if you ever read Fahrenheit 451, where the firemen burned books instead of, putting out fires and removing things from a culture or a society almost denies their existence and removes it from the lessons that are there for you. We can look back at our past and, North American culture, all cultures have a past probably that they may not be all that keen about. But denying that it happened does not help you learn from what happened, you know? So we're just going to gently explore this. Just be gentle with yourself. We all have experiences in our lives. The difference, I think, between the people who thrive, and we're talking about thriving, right? This is you are worthy, right? This is you are worth. And this is, I always talk about thriving. I want people to thrive. If you've had a trauma, we've all had various traumas. If you are staying in the trigger warning cancel culture, you are staying in traumatized instead of moving through the lesson. So think about pain or discomfort as a weight, because it can feel energetically like a weight, right? So some of us are building muscles by moving that weight. I just did my weightlifting class this morning, thinking about doing my weightlifting. But some of us are just laying under that weight, waiting for someone to rescue us. It's like, oh, I got this huge weight on my chest. Someone come and take it. Only you can move it, my friend. Only you can move it. Gotta do your own push-ups. You have, yeah, I'm gonna say it. You have to do your own work. That doesn't mean you have to do your work alone. Nobody is alone. This is one of the things that we brought up last night in my women's group. So I'm going to tell you the name of this group because it makes me smile. So there's a group of us. We are all ladies, and I called the group woman. And they said, "Okay, why are you calling it woman?" Woo Manifesting Network. Because we're all a little woo, and we are trying to manifest change in the world, and we're doing it by joining together because you are stronger together. So if you are feeling like you have had something that happened to you and you're not sure how to move past it, join in, pull in your people, pull in your network, pull in your support groups. If you don't have any, we're going to find you some, right? We're going to find you some. Yes, pain is a weight and we need to move it. So being stuck in your trauma, and I've seen it in a variety of ways, but being stuck in it just does not allow you to be your full awesome self, right? It doesn't allow you to really shine. It doesn't allow you to really embrace joy. It doesn't allow you to feel the lightness because you have this weight on you that you want someone to move for you. Blah. I don't know how you put that. I don't know how they'll translate blah, but blah, that feels terrible. So what if we explored Boundaries versus walls. I think that's where I'm going to go next. We're going to talk about boundaries versus walls. And we're going to do that right after the break. So, even if you don't like this episode, go over and give us a review on your favorite listening platform. We're going to go on our break. Don't run away. Come back because it's going to be joyful and fabulous. Because even though I'm talking about something serious, I'm still me at the core, right? I still have to play around a little bit. So I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. Come back in just a moment. I'll see you soon.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
All right, let's do it. So here, even though we're talking about something serious, I'm drinking out of a Christmas cup with a flashing light on top just to keep a little joy in. So we are talking trauma versus traumatized and cancel culture and trigger warnings. I read this book. Is it in a book? I don't know if you might know who Mark Manson is. I think it was actually in one of his emails. So he's the guy who wrote the life-changing magic of not giving an F. In one of his emails, he was writing about the trigger warning culture. And he said it's almost worse to give a trigger warning, in his opinion, because it's like you're going up to someone and saying, just to let you know, I'm going to punch you in the face. Which I thought, well, it's kind of true, isn't it? Like you're warning someone that you're going to do something to upset them. And that almost like gets them on the edge before you even do anything. And what if what you said actually wasn't going to set them off anyway? Right? So it's a very strange world we live in. We live in a world where we so worried that we're going to upset someone, that we're going to, you know, say something to offend someone. And to a lot of extent, that means we stop living and speaking our own truth and our own values because someone might disagree with us. That's why today, if you're watching the video, I'm wearing my little dragon ear clip because I'm like, I got to bring some dragon power. Because the dragons are, you know, in North America, it's like, oh, you got to kill to slay the dragon. No, in other cultures, they are great spiritual beings and they help us transform. Imagine a fire-breathing dragon is going to transform by burning away the things that are not serving you. So we're going to burn away some of the things that don't serve you. Well, we're going to work on it. It's a process. So if there's a person who feels there's something that upsets them and they use the I'm being triggered right now, you have to stop doing that, and they shut down everything that's happening. They're building a big wall between them and the thing they don't want to deal with. And that's keeping them stuck behind this big wall. They're stuck. They're building this barrier around themselves so that they don't have to deal with something that they don't like, but they're so isolated from the energy of who they truly are. And if you can go into that discomfort, let it process, let the lesson come. Understand that it's not permanent. None of these things that happen to us are supposed to be permanent. Go back and listen to the impermanence episode. None of them are supposed to be permanent. You're supposed to learn the lesson and get skilled at it and move to the next level. When I was training for my very first marathon, and I mean, this is physical discomfort. You know, if people really weren't skilled at handling discomfort, they wouldn't have babies. They wouldn't run marathons. They wouldn't do the things that they do, right? It's like, oh, that's uncomfortable. I'm not doing that. Eek. But it's emotional discomfort we seem to have a lot of trouble with. And maybe we just haven't become skilled at dealing with the emotional sides of things. We're really good at dealing with a lot of things, but this emotional side is so nebulous and difficult to articulate and understand that we've become this place where we avoid it. So I was training for my first marathon. This is a physical discomfort to tell me, yes, hell yes, running a marathon is not a comfortable thing. I don't care who you talk to. And the woman that I was training with, she had been running marathons. She was like, I think she could have been a former Olympian. It was a number of years ago now. And I know that she was a competitive runner. And we were talking about running and how terrible it felt. Why do you do it? It feels terrible. I don't know. I just felt like a goal I needed at the time. But she said that the key to training is to become comfortable in your discomfort. Right? So if you can become comfortable in discomfort, you have a huge opportunity to find so much growth, so much more joy in your life, which sounds backwards, right? It sounds backwards. It's like being comfortable with discomfort. Does that mean I have to be in discomfort all the time? It does not mean you're in discomfort all the time. It means when it comes, you let it come. You let it come. You let it be what it needs to be. You let it show you maybe something you're avoiding. Sometimes it's just something you're avoiding. I can think of lots of things. Procrastination is a great example of this. And it doesn't, like, this is a big T trauma versus a small T trauma, you know, standing in front of an audience and speaking. What? For some people, that seems like a trauma and it's not comfortable. But if you do it and you get over it, you become able to become more skilled at it. You might always be uncomfortable when you go to do it, but you'll become more accustomed to, okay, that's my, you know, self, part of myself who's uncomfortable with this, who feels a little unsafe with this. But am I really unsafe? Because think about it, you know, if you are thinking about, oh, people who are feeling triggered by something, usually if something's coming up that's making them feel unsafe. So that's why I'm not dismissing what's going on. I just want you to be able to move through it. I don't want you to keep getting triggered by something that really it doesn't serve you to stay there. Instead of a wall, building that wall that I was talking about, have a boundary. Boundaries can be crossed. Yes. And boundaries can move. Boundaries are way easier to move than walls. Look at the way the maps have changed over the years. So a boundary is more along the lines of I don't accept being treated unfairly versus you can't say that to me because I'm triggered. Right? There's a different energy behind it. A wall is a full stop. A boundary is I'm choosing this. You can have your opinion, you can have your say, but I'm choosing not to take that on as my energy. It's a different solidity to it. It's a boundary doesn't shut down the people around you. A wall shuts down everything around you, right? So don't avoid your discomfort. Become friends with it and become more skilled at it. You don't have to hang out all the time with them, right? You don't have to become best buds and spend every day together. You're not marrying them, but you're going to start to feel like I can handle this. And that strengthens you. That gives you resilience. One of my issues with the cancel culture and the trauma culture is it is not building resilience in people. I saw this start when I was like I've been teaching yoga for over 20 years. Now the latest thing is trauma-informed yoga. Yes, things happen when you do yoga. Because sometimes the emotions that we don't want to process, we've stuck them away in our bodies, and doing yoga releases them. And I've had people cry in yoga classes. I've had people have emotional reactions. I don't try to name them. I don't feel like I need special training to say, "Are you okay? Do you need anything? Just take your time and breathe. Lie down if you need to. Here's a box of Kleenex." Like, right? So I'm not going to cure them. I'm not going to fix them. I'm going to help them and support them as they process whatever's going on. Same thing in massage therapy. You can be treating somebody's shoulder one day, and she said, "Oh my God, I just got really upset." And I'm like, luckily she was a yogi. I said, "What was that?" She said, "I don't know. Just give me a minute." I'm like, "Okay." So I went, just give her some time. But that power that you have inside of you to allow that whatever happened to you to be for you, what's happening for you, not to you, is so good. Like it's so powerful to have that view of the world. It's so powerful to embrace that and in the midst of all the crap, go, "What the hell is going on right now? I'm really upset. I'm really uncomfortable. I really don't like this." And then be able to say, "Okay, fine." "Okay, fine. You can be as pissed off as you want about it. Okay, fine. But what is this for?" I know you might not know right away. Oh my goodness. I mean, last night I was reading the final draft of my book. By the way, my book is coming out really, really soon because I'm reading the final draft of it. And there's a story in there about some of the lessons that don't come till later. I'm not going to spoiler alert it for you. You're going to have to wait till the book comes out. But there's the things that happen to us in life are not a punishment. It's not a punishment, even though sometimes it feels like it. Why is this happening to me? The poor me complex, right? So what happens after an insight? If you can sit in that discomfort, there are things that are going to come afterwards that are going to be such a gift for you that you will wonder why you waited so long to just let that flow through you. It's such a gift. And I will tell you what they are, but not till after the break. Because I see my friends here. I have two angels in the background today, Danielle and Dana, and keeping me on track. My friend, pop over, give us a little five-star review. We'd love that. iTunes, wherever you like to listen to us, I would be very grateful. And come back, because now we're going to talk about what the gift is of being uncomfortable after the break. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. I will see you again in a moment.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Thriving. So it's interesting. We all would love to have a life filled with joy and happiness and thriving, and everything is fabulous and sunshine and roses and unicorns with sparkles flying out of their butt. But we don't have that, because we are in the 3D and we are living on planet Earth, and things are going to happen. And the things that are happening to us, you could even take it so far as to say, you know, you agreed to these before you came. Before you incarnated, before you came down to the planet. Yeah, that's an experience. Let's have that one. It's like you're going through the menu. But we forget that when we come here. And then we come and we like, oh, I actually don't like this. So, but it's powerful. It's so powerful to sit in that discomfort of whatever it is and let it show you. Illuminate. I love illuminating, right? I love illuminating. So it can give you insights. So today I may be pissing you off. Well, I probably, I don't know if I am or not. But if I am, that's interesting. That would be so interesting. If I am upsetting you today because there's something that you are carrying around, that's an insight for you. That's a gift. I mean, sitting in discomfort and things that have happened to you can give you strength, can give you creativity, can give you courage, all of these fabulous things. Think about who was the author of that book. The gentleman who was in a concentration camp during the Holocaust, did he succumb and become unhappy? No, he wrote a book about love. It's on my shelf and I can't even, it's gone out of my brain pan. And you can see this everywhere in life, where there's people who, even in families, who've had the same experiences. There's people who have come through the same experiences. Some thrive, some don't, some stay stuck, some stay in the identity of, I am wounded. And you should feel sorry for me. Your wound is not who you are. Don't identify yourself by your trauma. Don't identify yourself by the thing that is holding you captive. The cost of bypassing your discomfort is could be shame, could be you could be resentful of this thing happening to you. But often these things, there's no single person or thing to blame for this. So you're like just generalized resentment, or you're stagnated, you're not moving, you're stuck. And yes, your wound is not who you are. It is like a gateway. It is like a doorway to show you something different, to show you a different way to be. So I'm kind of laughing here because I have done a lot to myself over the years. I've had fun physically, I could say, I've had a lot of life experiences. So I used to joke with my massage therapy and personal training clients, yoga clients, all the physical wellness clients that I've had. I would joke with them saying, well, I did all of these injuries and I did all this to myself, so I would understand how to move through it and to heal from it so that I could help you. So it's, if you think about it, being able to move through something gives you that wisdom and that experience that allows you the compassion and the understanding of when someone else has something going on. I think of like some people are just born with it. I mean, we always talk about Mother Teresa. I mean, she had compassion for, she had massive compassion, right? For everybody and everything. And it's a skill to be able to not just intellectually understand what someone is going through, but to really be able to relate to them. And sometimes it's because of your personal experience of the thing that you can relate to them. So how to feel your discomfort or your pain or whatever's going on with you without identifying it with it. Because I don't want to just say, oh, you shouldn't be doing this, and then say, okay, bye, see you later. I want you to have some skills. I want you to have the ability to understand how to move through it. If you feel like there's somewhere that you're stuck, I want you to be able to move through it. So if you can, sit with it. And you can name the emotion. Sometimes it's hard to name an emotion, right? But if you can name what the emotion is that's coming up with that thing, don't tell the story of what happened to you. This is something that I noticed. So the difference between coaching and therapy. Coaches are not therapists. Coaches are forward-looking. So coaches want to help you move forward. Coaches are people who are like, okay, yes, we do. I do acknowledge me as a coach. This is me as a coach. I do acknowledge that this stuff happened to you and that this has had this impact. Okay, how will we move you to the next phase, the next level, the next thing you want to get to? And I'm not saying therapists don't do that, but I've known a lot of people who've spent years and years and years and years in therapy talking about the same thing. Trying to unpack and unpack and unpack. And I did hear something recently that the beginning of talk therapy is useful because it helps the person get an understanding and a perspective and a view of what it was that's going on with them. But if you keep living it this on and on and on, it's not actually serving you. You just keep bringing it back up. That's not to dismiss it. That's not to say it never happened. That's not to say that you're broken, but that's to say that it serves a purpose to get a perspective and an understanding, and then you got to move out of it. So if the same story is coming up, this isn't helping you. So name the emotion of whatever this is that's coming up for you. Don't put a story around it. Or why, you don't have to give it a why. You don't have to give it a why you still have it. You don't have to give it a why you can never let it go, why you can never forgive that person, any of that stuff. Just name whatever the emotion is. Emotions are information. Emotions even aren't even always tied to a specific individual or a specific event. Emotions can be called up just with your imagination, right? So name the emotion of whatever it is that's making you feel traumatized or stuck or your trigger warning. And sit with that sensation of what that emotion is. It could be a physical sensation. I know I'm not one who gets angry much, really. But there have been a couple times in my life where something has happened and I've gotten so angry that it feels like the front of my head is going to blow off. It's like my third eye is just going to explode. And I can only remember really clearly once that happening where I really thought that the front of my head was going to blow off. And I don't have to go into the whys of it. I just thought, whoa, that is crazy that I got so mad at that. So I had to kind of give myself a little pause and think about why did that person have the ability to trigger that in me? They didn't make me angry. I got angry because of some action and my reaction to what they were doing, right? So nobody can make you anything. You choose. So sit with the sensation of that emotion that's not being released in you and create space for it without having to solve it. Because as you sit and watch it, it actually doesn't stay the same. It never stays the same. It kind of moves, it kind of ebbs, it kind of flows. And at some point it might just dissipate. But nothing ever stays the same. I feel like I keep referencing the Everything is Impermanent episode. So you remember, you're not broken. You're just healing. Let yourself heal. Let yourself be this super powerful, resilient human being that you are. Let yourself have the gift of whatever this lesson was. And maybe the lesson is, I mean, I was half joking, but carrying it forward to help other people, because you're like, I have had that. I've had that happen to me. I have some understanding and I can support you if you need some help, right? And sometimes one of the most powerful things you can do is just simply to stay with what is actually happening. I'm thinking about when I had my stroke in the hospital, I did not try to run away. Well, also the universe ensured I couldn't. I couldn't even escape into social media, the doom scrolling. Staying with what is super powerful without trying to change it. You don't need to fix it. It's not broken, right? It's not broken. So you are going to find that if this is something, and you don't have to pick something giant, you can pick something small if you want to just start to practice, right? Something to practice so that you can start to feel what it feels like to create space for something in your life that you don't like or that's uncomfortable. You can voice the things that are happening to you without a solution and let them be. You know, we're in this constant fixing things that are broken when nothing is ever broken. Even when it's uncomfortable, even when it's not working the way we want it, it's not actually broken. You can't always get what you want. Sometimes you get what you need, right? And are we, as these 3D humans that we are, we don't always have that foresight to be able to see how this is going to play out, how this is actually going to help me, how this thing that's happening to me now that I don't like is a blessing and one of the best things that ever happened. We can't see it at the time. So if you can sit with what is have a little go. I did an episode once called Exercising Your Trust Muscles. Have a little bit of exercise of your trust muscles. Observe this thing that's happening to you without canceling it, without shutting down the people who are triggering you, because they're not. They're just living their life, and you are allowing that thing to inform how you react to the world instead of intentionally choosing how you will be in the world. So, my friend, we're not quite done. I've got a couple more minutes, but we've got one more break to have, because that's the way we roll on this side of the mic. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. Come back in just a moment and we'll wrap this thought up.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We're on the home stretch. And you know, I am the oldest of four children. So I have a little tough love, big sister energy inside of me, but also eat, drink, and be merry, my friends, because we are in the festive season, and this is when you're going to spend time with family, and they are going to be the best at pressing your buttons. And if you allow those buttons to be pressed and don't react to them, don't get triggered by them, imagine how much more fun you can have in your holiday season, right? Next week, oh my God, next week will be Christmas Eve, if you celebrate Christmas. And it's interesting that my intuition had me choose this episode for today, and that this is a time of year when so many things in our past come up for us. There's certain seasons where things come up for us more, I feel more intensely than others. And during the holidays, whatever holidays you celebrate, pushing together people who coexist at a certain distance, you're pushing them together and you're bringing them all to the forefront. And even the experiences in your family were designed to help you understand something, to help you grow in some way. Believe it or not. No, she just makes me crazy. Well, why, right? Why? Stay with that. What is it about it that makes, that causes these things to happen to us? So when we're, when you're moving through the things in your life that set you off, how can you integrate that knowledge into yourself so you can choose whether or not to be set off, right? Sometimes we're just misaligning, you know, we're, maybe we had something happen to us that was trying to nudge us in a certain direction, and instead we identified it as a trauma, right? I'm thinking about when I was in corporate. I had a number of bosses, and I had one in particular who I did not agree with, you know, most of how he was a boss. Actually, I had two bosses that that taught me how I didn't want to be a boss. And it's interesting, like those bosses could have been the people who I've carried through my life as a trauma. Oh my God, this person was mean to me. And I, you know, become a shrinking violet. But instead, I said, oh, that person was mean to me. That's uncomfortable. I don't like that. I am not going to use that when I'm going to understand that when I'm going to have my own staff, and I'm never going to do that to them. So just think about, are you just misaligning that lesson into trauma? So what if this week you, instead of pushing past a pain or a trauma, you gave it 5 minutes of your full undivided attention and see what happens? You know, what could go wrong? If you are living in a trauma, you can just live in it for 5 minutes, right? Maybe it'll move on. And if you are feeling off somewhere, you're not broken. Maybe you just need a little realignment. And I forgot to mention, by the way, realignment, my friend, if you need some help, that's what I'm here for. Come for an alignment activation. It's an hour with me. Zero judgment. It's a zero judgment zone. It is just naming what's happening, what's working, what's not working, where you're stuck, a guided spot, like a little guided reflection, maybe to reactivate, maybe to shift direction. It's on my website. It's under, I think it's under contact me up there where you click to, on the upper right hand side where you click to say hi. But definitely don't suffer in silence. Suffering in silence does not allow you the space, if you need help, to move through it. If you can sit with it by yourself and watch it and let it process, that's a power. If you want help learning how to do that, that's a power. Being able to receive a gift of assistance, superpower, superpower. This is another gift I'm working on for myself too. Myself, don't worry. I get you. I understand. So this episode was not to call anybody out. This episode was not to make anyone feel bad about where they are. Not to make you feel bad if you're stuck in something. This episode was trying to assist you to move to a more useful, energetic, uplifted, free, breathing, fabulous, bright, shiny space. Because that's where you were meant to live. We were never meant to stay stuck in our stuff. If you know someone who's stuck in their stuff and you think they'd listen to the whole episode, or you could just sit with them and say, hey, let's listen to this episode. And then, you know, sit with them while they listen to it. But in all seriousness, this is a time of every time, every day I want to be in a happy, joyous space. But I want you to be in a happy, joyous space. I want you to be able to feel like you are growing and learning and moving, and that you are having a balance of good and bad in your life. And there actually is no bad. They're just lessons, but we call them bad. But I want you to be able to have that for yourself. I want you to be able to feel like you can move through it. I want you to feel like you can speak your mind without worrying about upsetting the people around you. The elephant in the room. Everyone's always afraid to talk about the elephant in the room, pretending it's not there. If you have an elephant, get it off your chest. Take it for a walk. You know, let it do its thing, but don't ignore it. It just gets heavier. It just gets heavier, and you don't need to be carrying all that crap. My friends, I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We've been talking trauma versus traumatized on the Inspired Choices Network. I hope you have a fabulous week. Stay tuned. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.